Good evening and welcome to worship. Thanks for braving the elements and joining us tonight. You'll notice our flow of the evening will be a little bit different as we take time during Advent to color mandalas as part of our act of silence. Just so you know, there's no right or wrong way to do this. You can use whatever colors you want. You can leave blank spaces if you want. You don't have to stay in the lines. This is purely for you as an act of prayer to God. But let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy God, as we come to you tonight, we ask that you would turn our hearts to you. You would focus us on you. That in our acts of worship, we might be drawn closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this evening is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? I want to share this evening, as we begin worship, these words from Sharon Safeth Garner, who writes books about mandalas and who designed the ones you're coloring this evening. She writes this on hope. This will serve as our message for the evening. We focus on hope as we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. We pray that the radiance from the candle will enlighten the eyes of our hearts so that we know the hope to which we have been called. We pray that even in times of deepest darkness, we will have eyes to see how we turn swords into plowshares. Hope is our belief that God can bring beauty amid brokenness. Like a kaleidoscope whose stunning patterns become visible when light shines during the broken pieces of glass contained within. During Advent, we slow down and let the candle of hope light our way forward. We step faithfully into each new moment because we believe in the promise that the light of the world is coming, and the darkness will not overcome it. Emmanuel dwells among us to share both our moments of light and our moments of darkness. We're never alone. There's nowhere we can go and nothing we can do that will ever separate us from God. No matter how dark, lonely, or distant we may feel, we seek to open the eyes of our hearts and claim the hope to which we are called. Hope is the radiant light of God beaming both upon us and within us. Even so, hope is often misunderstood as frivolous or sentimental, but hope is gritty and real. Hope is the tenacious willingness to wait for the light, even when we are plunged in the darkness. A dear friend of mine experiences intense time of darkness when migraine headaches make seeing the light of hope virtually impossible. In fact, she literally has to shut out all external light in order to endure the pain one moment at a time. During these times of excruciating suffering, she searches for a glimpse of hope in the darkness and whispers the words, "I am afraid. I cannot see you, Jesus, but I trust that you are there." This woman of profound faith has confessed that seeing hope amidst the struggles of intense physical pain can at times feel beyond her grasp. Sometimes the only hope she can muster is the mere memory of the light. She has seen the light of Jesus and has hope that she will see it again. Hope is her dogged determination to believe that the light is still there, even if she cannot see it. Hope stands beside each of us in times of darkness, and waits with us for our vision to return. Advent is one such time of waiting. For now, we may only see dimly, but when we arrive at the manger, we will see God face to face. God loves us so much that God sends Jesus to be a beacon of light. God weeps when we weep, laughs with us in our joy, aches with us in our loss, celebrates with us when we thrive, and stays awake with us through sleepless nights. We are never alone. Hope is the promise that the light of the world will be with us to the end of the age. May we have eyes to see. One way to slow down and open our eyes to the light of the Christ child is through the spiritual practice of contemplative coloring. Recently, a colleague experienced a particularly overwhelming week, both personally and professionally. Within the span of a few days, a young father in his church died suddenly, and his own mother entered hospice with only a few days left to live. He found it increasingly hard to focus on anything at work. So he headed home, pulled out his copy of Praying with Mandalas, and began to color. He said, "I knew that I wanted to be with God, but I had no energy to do anything but sit and color. The coloring helped me pray even when everything else seemed to be spinning out of control. When the chaos and heaviness of life made everything a blur, the simple act of coloring helped him to be still and open the eyes of his heart to hope." Especially during the holiday season, when the bustling crowds and bright lights become a blur of activity, we may not be able to see the gentle light of the manger, beckoning us to draw closer. Amidst the temptations to be distracted by busyness, how can we stay focused on Christ? We choose to believe the good news that the light of Jesus will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. We pray for hope and the ability to keep hope at the center of our lives. Hope is the bulb we plant in the darkness, believing that it will birth forth with new life when the light begins to reemerge. Hope is the sunlight shining through and lifting a dense fog. It's the belief that physical suffering will one day cease, that chaos will eventually fade, that we can conquer our fears by boldly stepping out onto the ledge. Hope is having the audacity to work towards peace, even in the face of violence and war. It's the persistent belief that against all odds, God's light shines in the darkness. Amen. Romans 1, 18 through 19. With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from this reading of the text. With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle or at the end of the service. With the eye opened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? If we have taken this time this evening to reflect on hope, to give thanks to God for the ways that God has provided hope in our lives, we're reminded that Christ came to give us hope, that in the midst of a dark world, the birth of Christ brings light, that in the midst of our despair, we have a God who came and lived among us, who walked with us, who wept and rejoiced with us, showed us what it was like to live a life full of hope. And Jesus kept that hope alive as he gathered with his disciples around a table, and he took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant. It's poured out for each and every one of you, that you might receive forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Eternal God, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one in ministry to all the world. Till Christ comes in final victory, we feast at his heavenly banquet. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.